Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah. What up, everybody?
I'm sitting in for Portia Williams today. We got our homie Kim Fields.
Hey now.
Hey, Kim.
Now, big things popping later on in the show. We're going to tell you what Kelly Rowland's first major splurge was. Mm. Plus, we got a fun-filled game lined up, and we're going to let you in on the competition.
Oh, nice. I'm very competitive. Y'all ain't ready for all this.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, this room gets dark.
Okay.
There are no friends when games are on.
All right,
there.
Yeah.
So, get ready for that.
Yes.
But first, a lot of celebrity men have been taking a page out of your book, Gary.
Yes,
they're putting
exactly.
The man in manicure.
Ah.
Oh.
Let's take a look at Adam Lambert. He's known to have a good manicure, and he said that manicures are his necessary extravagance. Now, he loves getting his nails done. He also admits he doesn't hesitate to do them himself if he has to.
All right. Must be on those low paycheck days when you do them yourself. You know. Can't do it yourself, honey, if you got coins like Adam Lambert.
Yeah. Then you got Dave Navarro / Blade Villain. He's always seen wearing all black, including his nails.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dave Navarro's secret is he can't go out in daylight. Dude out here looking like one of the Lost Boys. Now, speaking of nail art, Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean is also a fan of nail art, and he's not ashamed to show it off.
Well, that's funny because he's doing colors.
He sure is.
Most people are doing, like, most guys do, like, black. They don't do red and pink.
It's almost like an extension of the tats, you know, the tats just going down and into the fingers.
Now, Theo has been spotted rocking black nail polish.
Yeah, he looks good.
But see, again, I mean, it, you know, look at the picture.
Him.
He was performing.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny Depp's nails are always freshly coated.
And neither do I like brown, the color of his teeth.
Oh.
Like, let's just say, like, Kim, if you weren't married, and a dude walked up to you in a bar, and he had a tattoo, and, like, it led to his nails being painted with art.
Right,
turn on or turn off?
You know, I think I'm a little more traditional when it comes to, like, I just like man hands, you know? And it's very creative, and I get that we're talking about...
You're trying to be nice.
Shut up,
well, you know, I get the fact that, and it's, you know, it's just men and it.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of creative dudes and, you know, performers and, you know, things like that. But I'm just like,
so Kim, let me interpret this thing for you.
Go ahead on.
Hell no, you ain't coming around me with no fingernail polish on your nails because I like a strong ass, manly man with very clean fingernails underneath and strong hand, clean knuckles. Put some lotion on your hands and then we can hold hands together and live happily ever after.
Yes, ma'am.
Sincerely, Kim, bitch. Okay? That's what she meant to say.
So, Jennifer Lawrence is only 27 years old, but she already has advice for her younger self.
Who is that?
Well, you know, she's been very vocal about the gender pay gap in Hollywood ever since the Sony hack revealed that her American Hustle male co-stars got paid significantly more money than she did, even though she was basically the star of the movie. So, when a reporter asked her recently, what advice would you give your younger self? She said, make sure you know how much everyone else is getting paid before you say yes.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, but hell, that's cute, but I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, that's something Jennifer Lawrence could do.
Yes, baby.
Not everybody can do that.
You have to kind of go ask the person if they tell you how much you make.
Yeah.
Right.
What advice do you have for your younger self, guys? What do you, like, if you had a chance to talk to your younger self, like, my book just came out, so I know I have a little page in there where I give some advice to my younger self, like, you know, maybe not keep the braces on for too long because an overbite is kind of sexy nowadays. But I didn't know that back in the 80s. Now, Brett, you've been famous for a long time, so what would you tell your younger self?
Don't hit nobody in the head with a bottle.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good thought. All right, y'all. Kelly Rowland, honey, has no shortage of money these days, but she is reminiscing about what she spent her money on when she first started making some.
What? All right. Yeah, what baby. Was it?
Oh, let me tell you, boo, honey. Okay. Now, Kelly has always had a thing for fashion, and she reveals to Elle magazine that her first major splurge was on a pair of thigh-high Dolce & Gabbana denim boots.
Yes, girl. Yes. Look at them. Ooh, those are
bad. Yes, baby. Every girl love a pair of thigh-high boots, honey. Now, she says, I was 18 or 19, and they made me feel a little more grown up, a little more sexy. Mm. I wore them everywhere, baby, during performances, on tour, on days off, when I didn't like Beyonce around me everywhere.
But the crazy thing is that if she would have held out just a little bit longer, Dolce & Gabbana probably would have gave her boots.
Wow. That's a good point.
She knew she would eventually been in one of the biggest girl groups of all time.
Yeah, that's why you had to buy them then, though. And some people's like saying, though, well, why she didn't buy a house? Or just, when you're young, you ain't thinking about buying no damn house. 18 or 19, you want you some boots.
Do those boots cost as much as a house?
Well, they were like only maybe a couple of thousands, maybe $1,600.
But that's
like
a lot when you're just getting into money. Yeah, you ain't used to paying $2,000 for a pair of
some shoes. Yeah.
Pairs of Skechers she could have got. All right, now let's talk about Meghan Markle. She's now a household name thanks to Prince Harry. But for those who don't know, she's actually an actress who gets busy in front of a
camera. She's a fantastic actress.
She is.
Love her work for a long time.
Well, currently you can see her on the TV show Suits on USA. And recently, Meghan's co-star Patrick J. Adams shared a photo on social media of Meghan kissing him on the cheek, but he quickly had to take that down.
I know that's right.
I know he did.
Here's what Patrick told Esquire. He said, I posted this old photo I found of Meghan and I on set. I went to bed and woke up in the morning and realized, oh yeah, I live in a world where you can't post things about Meghan. Hmm. I had this onslaught of people retweeting the thing, people thinking it was a recent picture. It was such an innocent moment of sentimentality that it was twisted into something totally different. Mm.
He should know better than that, though.
Yeah.
Like, really, you should know if you post something like that with the things going on today with her and who she's with, that they're going to take it and run with it. You can't tell me that didn't pop up in his head.
Exactly.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get some likes.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. He tried to come up.
Yeah, and if it was so damn old and you just posted, that means you knew what you was doing.
Exactly.
Right? It's like posting a picture of you kissing somebody who just got married. It's
right.
Like, yo, man, you're going to muddy the streets up, man. So Patrick said he and Meghan are like brother and sister, but everyone made it out to be like they were a couple.
That's what he wanted. Well,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the idea when he said, I went to bed and woke up, honey, realizing, oh, I live in a world where you can't post things about Meghan.
That was,
that was not cute.
Same world you went to bed with.
Thank you.
Yeah. On the flip side, you can't bend to the needs of the world.
Exactly.
Somebody got to fight back and be like, hey, man, later for you. That's my
he
homie.
He took it down, didn't he?
See there?
Yeah, I didn't even see the picture. He took it down so fast.
We can't even see it tonight.
I can't even report this story to the best of my ability. I ain't even seen the photo.
She's trying to get a husband. So, honey, you mess up. Trying to get a husband.
Yes.
Trying to marry a prince.
Well, I had a prince talking about, who is this? For many of us, Google serves many purposes. A doctor, a therapist, a chef, and now the most frequently searched how-to questions have been revealed.
Oh,
what are they?
Here are the top 10. Number 1, how to tie a tie.
That's number 1?
Yes.
Wow.
Number 2, how to kiss.
How do you kiss?
What?
I mean, that's a kiss.
It's all types of different kind of kisses.
Exactly.
That's a dumb how-to.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just like animal instinct. You just know.
Unless they're asking how to tongue and how you intertwine your tongue or something. Like,
you just know.
You just know. You just feel it. Yeah, it's
really?
Like the chemistry.
I'm not everybody.
How to get pregnant.
Oh, come on.
You're a Kardashian.
Man, get out.
I'm just saying. I mean, but how do you get pregnant, though? That's not a stupid question. I mean, do you get pregnant? How do you get pregnant? Do two people join forces?
Come on, Gary.
Ooh, somebody cut his mic.
Is this Gary's Google search history? Or
it's got to be.
It's all of America.
Is this Gary's? The next one is how to lose weight.
Once again, is this Gary's?
Okay. Yeah, this is Gary's.
Yeah, I mean, how do you lose weight?
How to make pancakes, number 7.
Well, and your mama in a cup.
Really, Gary? How to write a cover letter.
I've Googled that before.
I think I've Googled that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just copied it, changed a couple words.
How to make French toast.
So pancakes are more popular than French toast?
Gary, you read number 10.
Oh,
Read number 10, Gary. Read number 10, Gary. This is for you.
I need to know how to lose belly fat. How do you?
Delete number 9 and 7.
Don't go anywhere, y'all, because after the break, we'll compete to see who knows the most celebrity birth names. And you know I always win.
Whatever.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I don't know if y'all know.
Uh-oh.
But Twitter's been freaking out because they just found out that Rihanna's name isn't Rihanna.
You're kidding.
Oh, my God. Who didn't know that?
People don't read Wikipedia, apparently.
Hello?
Yeah. Now, because of Rihanna's recent business ventures, Fenty Puma and Fenty Beauty, it had a lot of fans wondering why she was using the word Fenty so often.
I thought it was because she liked, you know, Fendi and just kind of was mashing it up with something else.
That's her last name.
Well, exactly, right. Gary. It's her last name, and her first name ain't even Rihanna Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
It's Robin.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You gotta jazz it up.
So we're gonna play a game to find out how many of the real names of these celebrities my well-esteemed colleagues here will know.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's a little something we like to call the government name guessing game.
Okay, let's do this.
Yo, I'm so competitive, you don't even know.
All right, well, let's get to it then. All right. So the way it's gonna work is I'm gonna give you the celebrity's real first name along with the clue. If you think you know the answer, hit your buzzer, you get a point. Easy enough, right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Laura Jean lives in L.A., but maybe someday she'll go back home to sweet home Alabama. Yes, Kim.
Reese Witherspoon.
That's correct. Kim came to play.
Who is Laura Jean?
That's her real name.
Real name.
The man that told you how to play? Did you hear that? Turn it up.
Turn it up for this one. William could be called Will for short.
Will Smith.
But he prefers Mr. Smith.
Hell no, I hit my buzz. You gotta wait.
But you didn't say it.
You gotta wait till he tells
Kicks and Giggles. Gary, what is it?
His name is Willard Smith.
And what'd you say?
Smith with Willard. A T.
Yeah, it's gonna be Smith today.
Y'all both wrong as hell. We're talking about Brad Pitt.
No, you're not.
That's it.
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
Is what?
His real name is William. William Pitt.
Shut up.
Willie, if you black.
Really?
Willie Pitt.
Wow. Wow.
Now, this one's gonna be tough. Karen wants you to go outside and enjoy the view. Gary.
Honey, that's Whoopi Goldberg. Karen Johnson is her name.
That is correct.
Wow. Okay, he got that.
What about this one? Mark may be short, but at least he's fast and furious.
Vin Diesel?
That's correct.
Oh, Kim gets a point.
Yeah. I'm going to do my Kim Coles. My Erica Alexander.
All right, now check this one out. Mary changed her name because it was Sophie's choice. Yes, Gary.
Who is Sofia Vergara?
Who is Meryl Streep?
That's correct.
What?
Come on, Brad.
I don't know none of these.
I think you're going to know this one.
Okay, I only know them by the name they say.
Well, check this out. Peter wanted a name that felt a little more uptown funky.
If you don't hit your buzzer,
who?
Gary. Who's Bruno Mars?
That's correct.
Yes.
Brad. Brad.
Bruno Mars' name is Peter.
See, I don't know
that. Changes everything.
Oh, yeah, God.
I don't even know if I like his songs as much.
Oh,
more.
My God. Really? Peter.
Yeah, Peter. Go
Uptown
ahead.
Pete.
Oh, my God.
Now check this out. This is right up your alley, Brad.
Oh, goodness.
Calvin thinks it's more fun to sip on. What?
Who is Calvin Broders? Who's Snoop Dogg?
Why, you could have gave me a damn chance, Gary. You've been getting all of them. You knew that was right up my alley. You've been guessing all of them. You and Kim, y'all, you could have gave me that one.
I know.
Chivalry is dead, bitch. Dead.
Moving on. Curtis was shot 9 times, but it didn't happen in the club.
Here, I'm going to just turn in my buzzer to you. I quit.
I quit. That's Fitty. Fitty said,
that's
Fitty.
I quit.
Keep it locked. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Selena Gomez is reminiscing on her Disney days, and they are not happy memories. Selena shot to fame as the star of the Disney Channel show Wizards of Waverly Place. Everybody remembers that. Mm-hmm. And she reveals that she first started to question her fame when she realized that people were noticing her more for her looks and less for her talent.
I mean, sad enough, that's kind of how the business is, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah, but when you started, though, Kim, I mean, were they in for your looks than your talent? Or were they in for your talent?
Is that rhetorical? Yeah. Are you messing with me right
no,
now?
No, not at all.
They wanted me for my braces. Yeah, that's it. No, I mean, I look very different than, you know, she did when she was 15. So, you know, amen that I've changed. But Selena goes on to say, I remember just feeling really violated when I was younger. Even just being on the beach, I was maybe 15 or 16, and people were taking pictures, photographers. And that felt very weird because I was a young girl and they were grown men. I didn't like that feeling.
But at 15, though, did you know how to feel weird? I didn't know how to feel weird at 15, people taking pictures of you. That would be a good thing, you would think.
Because at 15, our bodies is banging at 15. 15, I ain't had no cottage cheese. I ain't no stretch marks. Okay, I'm like, hey, paparazzi.
Right? Pop this, baby.
Imagine one of the most classic books or movies of all time being recasted as black people. And that's initially what the plan was for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Really?
It's just been revealed that Charlie, the young boy whose life was changed by a golden ticket, was originally supposed to be black.
Wow. Yeah.
Just the title of it, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That would make you right there. It was black.
Well, the book, though, was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
And that's where the movie was adapted from. It was written by a guy named Roald Dahl. And Roald's wife told the BBC that the first Charlie that Roald wrote about was a little black boy.
Yeah.
But Roald's agent thought it would be a bad idea to have a black hero because people would question why. Racist. But yeah, but here's the thing. It turned out that also the orange Oompa Loompas were originally supposed to be black, too.
Wow.
They were going to be written as hardworking African pygmies who were brought to the factory to make candy. Slaves.
That's it. Hello.
I'm almost happy with the way it turned out.
Me too.
But at the end of the day, you know how they always do director's cuts of movies? I want to see the original version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory recasted in 2018.
And who would you cast?
I know this is a stretch.
Yes.
I just started taking acting classes. I would like to be Willy Wonka. But I would also like a name change. Uh-huh. I would like to be Willie Jackson. And I also would like to audition for you guys.
Okay, go ahead, let's go.
Okay.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, fam. I said good day, fam. Kick rocks.
That was almost Willy Wonka and Goodfellas with a splash
of Leroy.
A splash of New Jack City.
With a splash of G-Money and Nino Brown.
All right, so after the break, we're going to tell you about a new study that could help prevent Kim and Brad from wasting away. Coming up next.
What? Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, Kim girl, I got some big news for you and me.
All right, let's hear it.
Vaginas need sex.
Oh! Girl, that ain't news. What the hell?
So there's a new study that suggests that women are at risk of vaginal atrophy. Kim, what does that mean?
Dried up. It's just
really?
It stops. Yeah, it's like if you leave a piece of fruit out, like an orange, and it just kind of...
Are we going to dry up like that?
The muscles can get stiff from lack of use.
Yeah.
The study suggests that regular orgasms are enough to ward off any negative effects, either with your partner or with your damn self.
All right, well, then there's grace.
In fact, a sex therapist calls it a workout for the vag.
So just know when dudes are shooting a shot at you guys, we trying to save y'all lives.
No, whatever.
So, Brad or Kim, are y'all afraid of wasting away, particularly you, Brad?
I ain't afraid at all. I don't have no problem.
Mr. Morgan got this on
I think being in the gym every day.
She gets a workout, honey. She gets the workout, boo-boo. Baby, we on the treadmill, like.
How much that thing lifted? Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.